Hello, this is the podcast for Wednesday, the 8th of July. I'm going to start by reading some verses from the beginning of Psalm 139. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in, behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. It is a wonderful blessing in this life to be known well by someone else. As lockdown restrictions have been lifted, perhaps you've had the opportunity to meet up with someone who knows you really well. And there's a great joy and comfort in spending time with someone who understands what makes you tick and what makes you anxious and what makes you laugh and what lifts your spirits, because they know you. Well, in this psalm, David speaks of the wonder of being known by God. Our Creator God, who knew us even before we were beginning to form in our mother's womb, knows us completely. So first, he knows all of our movements. Verse 2, when I sit, when we sit, when we rise, when we go out, when we lie down, you are familiar with all my ways, David says. That the government is desperately trying to run an efficient and effective track and trace system to help contain the spread of the coronavirus, and we should pray they will be successful, but it will pale next to God's knowledge of us. Wherever we are, whatever we're doing, he knows. Some of us at the moment may be facing a number of days without structure, without work perhaps, and we may wonder, what is the point? But the Lord knows. He knows all we do. He notices all we do. And that means, in fact, we can find dignity and purpose in even the most frustrating days, because we live them all before his eyes. He knows everything we do, but he also knows everything that's going on inside us. David says, you perceive my thoughts from afar. And then in verse 22, he prays, test me and know my anxious thoughts. This is a time when we're facing all kinds of new anxieties. We're not quite sure what to expect as we look at the months ahead. And anxiety can often make us feel isolated, that no one knows how we feel. Or maybe that's something we often feel anyway. No one understands me. No one knows how I'm feeling. Maybe we feel disappointed in our relationships. Now, our friendships aren't as supportive as we would like them to be. We feel our family doesn't understand us, or we struggle to share our feelings in our marriage. It should be a comfort to us that the Lord knows exactly how we are feeling, always. And the fact that he knows it all should certainly encourage us to take it all to him in prayer. So there's great comfort here, and David feels that comfort. He has a great sense of God's hand on his life. You lay your hand upon me, he says, verse 5. But there's also a challenge here, because of course, if God knows us through and through, that does mean that nothing is hidden from him. When David says, you discern my going out and my lying down, the language suggests that God not only knows where he goes, but why he's going there. God sees and understands the motives of our hearts. And he sees into every dark corner, so there can be no hiding or pretending before this God. We are completely exposed before him. Just think in the New Testament of the way that Jesus knew what the Pharisees were thinking, or how he knew the history of the woman at the well. The Lord sees everything, which means, of course, he sees all of our sin. When David says in verse 24, see if there is any offensive way in me. Well, there's plenty to see. And yet David speaks with confidence that the covenant Lord, the one who's pledged himself to him, will not reject him, but lead him in the way everlasting. And we too can have that confidence through the gospel. And doesn't this show us more of the wonder of the gospel? For if God knows all the depths of our sinfulness, even more than we do, and yet he still chooses to save us, doesn't that show us again the depth of his love, the wonder of his grace, and the sufficiency of Jesus' work on the cross? God knows everything about you, everything you've done, every word you've said, every thought of your heart, even the deeper motives that you don't acknowledge, yet he set his love upon you in Jesus. Well, may that knowledge give us every reason to draw near to him and to happily give ourselves to his service today, wherever we are or whatever we're doing. Well, let's pray. Father, we thank you for your perfect knowledge, that you made us, you know us, and we pray that we would take great comfort from that today. Help us not to live as though you were disinterested in the details of our days, and help us therefore to draw near to you frequently in prayer. Please forgive us our foolishness when we try to hide our sin, or when we pretend to be something that we're not. And we thank you that although you know everything about us, you have loved us in the Lord Jesus. And so we pray with David in this psalm, "Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me, and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Amen. We also pray today for Alan and Debbie Burt, our mission partners in Cape Town. We pray with great thanks for their faith as they serve Jesus there, for their love for the community in Hedeveld and the church family at St Thomas's, and for their confidence in you as the lockdown puts so much extra pressure on many fragile households. Thank you particularly for the daily devotions in the Psalms that Alan is providing for the church each day. And we pray that your people at St Thomas's may know you as their refuge and provider and saviour and friend and comforter and king. We pray that you would use this time to help many Christians meditate on your word in such a way that would nourish their faith now and also become a lifelong habit that would sustain them in all circumstances. So we commit the church family at St Thomas's and the Burt family to you in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to finish with the special prayer, the collect for last Sunday. O God, the protector of all who trust in you, without whom nothing is strong, nothing is holy, increase and multiply upon us your mercy, that with you as our ruler and guide, we may so pass through things temporal that we may not lose our hold on things eternal. Grant this, Heavenly Father, for our Lord Jesus Christ's sake, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.